that's a pretty solid beat, isn't it? That was Floyd Standifer in a Herbie Hancock tune called Cantaloupe Island. Floyd Standifer was heard on tenor saxophone there with Bob Hammer at the piano, Chris Clark bass, and Ken French on drums. The group was billed as the Pampas Quartet. It had a regular gig playing at the Pampas Room underneath El Gaucho in Seattle's Belltown area. Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island from the album Scotch and Soda with Floyd Standifer. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest. We have some old things, some new things on this edition of the program. Here's something brand new. This comes from trumpet player Jared Hall, who I've only recently become aware of. He's a fine trumpet player. He studied at Whitworth University in Spokane and received his degree. He has also been under the tutelage of Brian Lynch, who also produced his first album, which is just out. The album is called Hallways, and we'll hear the title tune. Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor sax, Martin Bejarano on piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums, and Hallways.
Thank you. coisa mais linda, mas cheia de graça. Pela menina que vem e que passa num doce balanço a caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinho. Porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Cheia de graça, ela é a menina que vem e que passa num doce balanço a caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. E a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinho. Porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor.
That was Dina Blade, who sings regularly at Harissa in Seattle on Sunday evenings. Garota de Ipanema, the girl from Ipanema, which comes from her album Bossa Amazonica, which was actually recorded in Rio Branca in Brazil with an all-Brazilian band, including André Dantas on accordion and guitar, Dario Quintana on drums, and Sandoval França on tenor saxophone. Dina Blade doing the vocal there on Girl from Ipanema. And you can catch her tonight at Harissa. Jared Hall on trumpet before that, with Troy Roberts on tenor sax, and Martin Bejarano on piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums, in the title tune from Jared Hall's new CD, Hallways. Jared Hall has worked with a number of educational institutions around the area, including many of the colleges and universities and high schools, including Edmunds Woodway and the Jazz Night School and others. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie, sharing the music with you. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 4 at Tula's, and Edmonds College and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra will play at Tula's at 7:30. Bob Hammer will be at Vito's at 6, playing solo, and there are the regular jam sessions on Sunday evenings at Cafe Racer between the U District and Roosevelt, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, and the Angry Beaver on Greenwood. Monday night, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band, his 13-piece band, plays at Tula's, and there's also the Mojam Mondays at Nectar. Donnie McCaslin, great tenor player, is going to be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. And at Tula's, the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays Tuesday night Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Jazz Ensemble on Wednesday. Acoustic Alchemy opens a run at Jazz Alley on Thursday, where they'll be through Sunday. The Westerlies will be back in town playing at the Royal Room on Thursday night, and Sonando plays at Tula's. Friday, Mark Seal's group will be at Tula's, and Duende Libre will be at the Tasting Room on Post Alley in the market. And Christian McBride is going to be in town on Saturday and Sunday to play a couple of concerts with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra featuring his music. The bassist, composer, and arranger will be with the SRJO on Saturday night at Benaroya Hall's Nordstrom Recital Hall, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Kirkland Performance Center. Also Saturday night, Susan Pascal's quartet will be playing at Tula's. Just a sampling of some of the great jazz available during the coming week. For more information, see the KNKX calendar as well as the earshot.org calendar. Here's some music from the Westerlies, who are going to be playing at the Royal Room on Thursday night. The Westerlies is a brass quartet made up of players originally from Seattle, now resident in New York City, but they come back home to visit every now and then. Riley Muherkar and Zubin Hensler are the trumpet players, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones, and we'll hear them doing a composition by Riley Muherkar. This is called Double Situation. Thank you. Christian McBride Big Band doing one of Christian McBride's best-known tunes. That's called The Shade of the Cedar Tree, named for Cedar Walton. And solos in that included Nicholas Payton on trumpet and Rand Blake on tenor saxophone. Christian McBride is going to be in the Seattle area next weekend, performing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra on Saturday night at Ben Arroyo Hall's Nordstrom Recital Hall in Seattle, and then on Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Kirkland Performance Center. Christian McBride, host of Jazz Night in America, world-class bassist, composer, and arranger with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra next weekend. Before that, we were listening to the Westerlies, who will be back in Seattle next week, playing Thursday night at the Royal Room. The Westerlies, a brass quartet with Riley Muherkar and Zubin Hensler trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones. We heard them doing Riley Muherkar's composition, Double Situation. Thursday night at the Royal Room for that group. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every weekend at this time, Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. And a reminder that if you miss a program or miss part of one, you can always go back and listen to the podcast, which is available at jazznw.org, jazznw.org. Complete listing of past programs there and podcasts available. Jazz Northwest continues with a tune from the Steve Tressler Group. This is the title tune from the album Center Song, featuring Ingrid Jensen. She wrote this tune. You'll also hear Ingrid on trumpet and Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone. Dawn Clement is the pianist. Meg Risso on cello. Dean Schmidt on electric bass on this. Steve Korn is the drummer. And this is the title tune from the album Center Song, Steve Tressler Group, featuring Ingrid Jensen. recorded in Seattle from a live broadcast, which took place in 1966. That was Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery on guitar as guest, Wynton Kelly at the piano and Ron McClure on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums, playing at a place called the Penthouse, which is at the corner of First and Cherry in Seattle during the 60s, and all the jazz greats played there at one time or another. I was fortunate enough to be on the scene and producing live broadcasts from that club. Smokin' in Seattle with Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio is part of that series. Jingles, the tune by Wes Montgomery. Available now on Resonance Records, being issued for the first time since the original broadcast back in 1966. Just before that, the Steve Tressler Group, from their album titled Center Song, we heard the title tune, which was written by Ingrid Jensen, who was heard there on trumpet. Don Clement was on piano, Meg Risso cello, Dean Schmidt electric bass, and Steve Korn on drums in Center Song, with Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone. Incidentally, there is a nice video available of Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler playing the music of Kenny Wheeler that was recorded at the Royal Room a couple of years ago. That video is available on the NPR.org site, part of Jazz Night in America, and I think the audio program is also available there as well. Glad to be on the scene for that one as they recorded for NPR. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR News. Next up is a tune from multi-woodwind player Mark Lewis, who keeps busy on the east side of Puget Sound, playing regularly on Friday nights at Casa Mexico in Keyport. He also played a gig last Thursday night in Port Orchard as well. He's also on the scene in New York in this next one. Mark Lewis is heard on flute on this one with Victor Lewis, no relation, on drums, George Cables at the piano, and Essiet on bass. And we'll hear them doing an original composition by Mark on alto sax in a tune he wrote titled Up to It. Thank you. Anschel at the piano, his composition, with Chris Simer on bass and Jose Martinez on drums. That was No, You Go. Before that was Mark Lewis on alto sax, who was heard there with a New York rhythm section, George Cable's piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. And that was Mark Lewis's composition, Up to It, from his CD, The New York Session. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. We'll be back again next week at this same time with more Jazz Northwest, music from a concert by the Sam Boschnack Quintet next week. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.